lost the sense of responsibilities. Each and every day I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Before me was my enemy.
Don't tread on me.
He's come to take away my liberty. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Don't shake me this way.
In the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage. stupid. People of America, good evening. I say it every week, and I'm going to say it again. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. You've got something wrong with you folks if you ain't angry at this point. Good, constructive anger. Righteous indignation of which I speak. Not ugly anger, but the anger that makes people listen, the kind that you give to a politician to let him know you will no longer sponsor his tyranny of this country. You will no longer support him because he happens to be of the same party that you belong to. You will no longer support him if he does not listen to you. You will no longer pay for his expensive homes and vacations so that he can stay in office and sit in a cushy job while you suffer in some ghetto or some middle-aged income neighborhood that is overcome by illegal immigration. It is getting to be that way all over the country, folks. And let me tell you something. Nobody is going to be spared the scourge of this total, total ruination of America. Last week, the Southern California Association of Governments gave its 7th annual State of the Region report. What did Southern California get for a grade? Are you ready for this, folks? A D+. That's right, a D+. Now, remember this, folks. This was once the prime destination for American transplants from all over the country. This was the best half of the Golden State. And with the exception of our air quality, we were the best place in the country to live. We had an A. And we've gone from that A to a D+. The report breaks it down into various categories, every one of them failing. Air quality worsened. Housing prices rose. Traffic became excessive. Education dropped to the lowest level in the country, and household income stayed the same. Many things in this report are vague, but you and I can look right past that PCBS and draw logical conclusions and factual conclusions. We can, folks. Let's dissect this report. Air quality. When the number of cars on the streets and highways and freeways increases, with not only millions of new people here legally, but millions of illegal aliens, many of whom have no respect for our laws and therefore don't follow emission mandates, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think maybe we're going to have a bigger problem? Do you think maybe we're going to have more and more pollution? Well, we are. It's just common sense. From 2000 to 2003, Southern California issued 200,000 building permits, but the population grew by 1 million. 5 times the number of building permits. Now, what do you think is going to happen? The median home price at the end of 2003 was, listen to this, folks, $417,500. $417,500. But by December of 2004, it had risen to $474,480. Why? There are more people searching for houses here, and when you add to that the illegal aliens willing to pay any price and placing 4 and 5 families in the house, you're going to have extreme inflation in the housing market. In 2003, only 26% of households in Los Angeles and 20% of households in Orange County could afford a median-priced home. That is sad. I have seen houses in my community sell for 50% more than they were worth. I'm talking about dumps, real dumps, that sell for 50% more than they're worth. And you know why? Because they put 4 and 5 families on the deed and qualify for the loan. That is not the American way. We live one family to a household, but not these people. They are putting 4 and 5 families in a house. Now, let's talk about that household income and wages that was mentioned in the report. The wages in Southern California have remained almost totally flat for the 17.7 million residents of California. That's right. Even though the region boasts a puny 14,000 additional jobs. Now, why haven't wages risen to keep up with the housing prices? I'll tell you why. These 14,000 jobs that they're talking about aren't real jobs. They're McJobs. That's right. A McJob is a job working in fast food or some other low-end industry that doesn't pay any kind of money. These aren't good jobs. All those jobs are leaving California for various reasons. Therefore, the few jobs that are left and these new junk jobs that are created are being fought over by the masses. And as a result, we've got people willing to work for any wage. Well, guess what? The wage is never going to rise. Los Angeles County Supervisor Yvonne Burke. Oh, jeez. I hate to even mention her name. She happens to be my supervisor. Yvonne Burke, in an attempt to respond to this D-plus rating, said, how do we get out of this catch-22? Now, folks, this is from a woman who has done all she could to make every illegal alien feel warm and cozy right here in Los Angeles. The quote continues, we need better schools in urban areas. No, we need to kick these illegal aliens out of our schools and our children may learn something. Just by chance, you know? That's common sense, Miss Burke. She goes on, so people won't have to move so far away, and housing people can afford so that they don't have to move so far away. How redundant can you get, end quote. Unbelievable. The housing is high, Miss Burke, because there's people wanting to get in these houses and pay anything with four and five families per deed. The wages are low, Miss Burke, because people will not come in here and work at a normal wage. They will try to undercut every American there is. And the schooling, you ain't never going to get a decent schooling when you've got people that come in here with these illiterate children, illiterate in two languages, their native language and English, and put them in the school with American kids of all races and drag those kids down to where we are tied for number 48 in the country. That is unbelievable to me. But you're going to make every excuse in the world. See, folks, this is a woman who supports Special Order 40. This is a woman who supports the matricular consular card. This is a woman who goes along with everything there is to keep us from fixing this problem. But she will masquerade and tell you that she's all for the United States of America and Los Angeles in particular, and she is not. She is part of the problem. She is the problem, along with our city council and our mayors. I'm going to tell you folks something. We must fix this problem by getting rid of these politicians like Yvonne Burke. She sucks. And that's a fact. It is unbelievable. I would ask her, when are you going to come down to the real world? When are you going to help us fix this problem in a legitimate way? It's really amazing to me that this report makes no mention of the driving force of illegal immigration. It's a never-ending story of denial here in California, folks. But it is fast approaching the point where denial will be totally impossible. And that D-plus rating will turn into an F-minus rating in a very, very few years. It's coming. But don't take my word for it. Just watch for it when it happens. You'll see it. Just watch. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we move to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we can afford a house there.
Whatever, but where the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties, and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, and I'm president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. With all the politics surrounding ballot measures claiming to help law enforcement, sometimes we can forget the very real daily acts of heroism by our deputy sheriffs. Almost 2 years ago, Deputy Armand Arevalo was on patrol in Linwood when he observed a suspicious man who turned out to be carrying a .357 Magnum. Rather than submit to a search, the suspect took his own girlfriend hostage and fled on foot. Deputies Hilgendorf, North, and Welch arrived to assist and found the suspect had climbed onto a roof in a residential neighborhood and had opened fire on the deputies and a sheriff's department helicopter. The deputies held their ground, returned fire, and mortally wounded the suspect, who, as it turns out, was a convicted felon on parole. Thanks to the swift and courageous action of these brave and selfless deputies, hardworking families were protected and lives were saved. We owe these deputies a debt of gratitude for a dangerous job well done. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Folks, you know, when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing I'm going to tell you is you need to get an appraisal. Now, where do you get an appraisal? Easiest question to answer in the world. You get it from our friends at American Real Estate Appraisals by calling them at 818 818- 223-9498. Let me tell you something, folks. These people have helped us stay on the air. They have been a faithful contributor to the show by being our sponsor, and we want you to understand the only way they can sponsor us is if you take care of them by using their service. Give them a call. They are fast, friendly, and professional, and you know what that means. More money, more money, more money in your pocket. Give our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals a call at 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. They can also hear us live on CRN, the cable radio network. That's right, folks, radio on your TV. Let me welcome live tonight all the folks at WSRO AM 650, Boston, Massachusetts, WLTH AM 1370, Gary, Indiana, WAWK AM 1140, Fort Wayne, Indiana, KFNX 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Dawn, 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, KGTK 920 AM, Seattle, and KLO 1430 AM, Salt Lake City. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that call-in number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give and then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And tonight we have a freshman senator from the state of Florida. You ain't going to believe this one, folks. His name is Mel Martinez. And for the first time in 216 years of the U.S. Senate, last Wednesday, a foreign language was spoken by a United States senator on the Senate floor. This guy's name is Mel Martinez, and he's the junior senator of Florida, as I told you, and he gave an 8-minute bilingual speech in support of his fellow Hispanic, as he put it, Alberto Gonzalez, President Bush's nominee for Attorney General. Now, Martinez sprang into full racist mode when he said how the confirmation would resonate, unquote, among Hispanics. Unbelievable. Martinez addressed those, who, ready for this, folks, who, quote, came to America for a better life, unquote, telling them about Gonzalez and using the term uno de nosotros, which is, he is one of us. I asked this man, what about the rest of us, senor? What about the rest of us Americans? Why are you only mentioning one man of one race? I don't get it. You're talking about he is one of us? We're supposed to be Americans. He went on to say, todos nuestro sueño y esperanzas para nuestros hijos, which means represented all of Gonzalez represented all of our hopes and dreams for our children, unquote. What about my children, Senor Martinez? What about my children? What about the children of every other American? Why are you only worried about the Mexican and Hispanic children? That's racism. Why must you bring race and ethnicity into the Senate of my country and your country? But you are treating it like it belongs to one race of people because you only care. Your divisiveness is appalling. And the fact that you could not just be there as an American is disgusting and hurtful to me as an American. After Senor Martinez's speech, he said that the chance to speak Spanish and, quote, emblazon it permanently into the congressional record is, quote, unique. I am appalled at this. I really am. And you know why? Because I am an American, no hyphen. And if I had 20 foreign languages, I wouldn't speak them anywhere in my Congress. If I had a chance to, I wouldn't do it. You know why? Because it's not necessary. We are a monolingual country here, sir. We do not speak foreign languages in our government. You can speak whatever you want at home and to your friends, but don't drag that into my government. I don't appreciate it. I wouldn't appreciate it if it was Swahili, Icelandic, Gaelic, or you name something. I wouldn't appreciate it. This week, Senor Mel Martinez, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Somebody please call me up and tell me where I am wrong. Tell me where I'm wrong to feel this way. You know, maybe you wit the twit from Scottsdale will call and give me the reel on it. I don't know. Maybe somebody can tell me. But I'm angry about it. Oh, and you Republicans out there, guess what? He's one of yours. That's right. He's a Republican. And let me make a disclaimer on that. You know, people think I beat up on the Republican Party because I don't like them. No, I beat up on them because I expect more from them than I do from a Democrat. But they're not giving it to us anymore. They are treating us like children, and they are taking our money and our votes and running with it and not giving us anything in return, and that angers me. Before we go any further, folks, I want to talk about what I did this weekend. I spent Friday and Saturday in Sacramento, California, at the Eagle Forum of California 4th Annual Education Conference. Boy, was I educated. I had a really good time. Eagle Forum is a great organization of people. I'm not a member, but I was asked to go there and speak, and I did. And there was quite a few other people there that spoke, including the great Phyllis Schlafly, a lady that I absolutely respect. You will never meet a sharper, smarter lady than this. She seems to know everything. And she calls it up instantly. She talks about it with real passion. She knows these different subjects, and not just like me. You know, I'm a one-issue guy. But she knows immigration. She also knows the abortion issue. She also knows the education issue. She knows about judges. She's just written a new book about judges. And it's really an experience to sit and listen to her speak. But all the other speakers also educated me. I heard speeches about the New World Order and all about the Bilderbergers and the Rothschilds. It was fascinating stuff. And it was stuff that I knew but didn't quite know. You know what I mean? Well, you know it, but you don't really know it. And I sat there and listened kind of in awe because it was detailed, but not to a point where I glazed over. It was detailed to a point where I could understand it as a layman. And I appreciate that. And I really want to thank those good folks, especially a nice lady named Orlean, who happened to she put this whole thing on. You talk about a lot of work. This lady did tons of work to put this thing on in Sacramento. It was a very successful event. And the last thing I want to tell you about this event was this. You know, we always yell and scream and complain about, well, it's nothing but us bunch of old fogies, and I include myself in that now. All us old people are there. Where are the young people? I'm going to tell you where they were. They were at this meeting. They were at the Eagle Forum Convention. I'm talking teenagers. I'm talking about kids younger than that, 10, 11, 12 years old. I'm talking about teenagers who got up and gave speeches. I was fortunate enough to MC Tim Buehler and a few other young guys, a young gentleman named Jose Ochoa, who gave a speech about abortion and other things. They spoke from experience, and they spoke with passion. These young kids were very educated on the subject, and they weren't parroting what their parents had said to them. No. These kids were there speaking from the heart about what they knew about. They had read extensively and knew their subjects. So if you're worried about the kids of America not being there when we need them, I think that's going to change. They were there over the weekend, and I really appreciate being invited. It was a great experience for me, and I thank Orlean for setting it all up and working so hard. All right, folks, I intentionally didn't bring a guest on the night. My reason was I get a lot of emails complaining about how I don't have enough time for the callers, and I do want to do that tonight. So anybody wants to call in, by chance, we got a couple of open lines, and you know how rare that is. That number is 866-870-5752. We're going to go to the phones, and I'm going to take everybody. I want everybody to you can get your piece out tonight. You can tell me what's on your mind. If you don't like what I say about your President Bush, call me up and defend him. If you don't like what I say about the Republican Party, call up and defend it. I won't jump on you. I promise. Just don't call me any names like Whit the Twit did last week. But if you're nice, I'll be nice. I promise to behave. Let's go to Barbara Cole calling from Orange County, California. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Chair. I just wanted to give a quick report on the CCIR volunteers' efforts on behalf of the Save Our License initiative that we're fighting like tigers to get on the ballot. This weekend, overall, we gathered nearly 1,000 signatures.
Wow.
Even though many of our volunteers in some of our areas were either rained out or negated by the Super Bowl.
And Barbara, hold up. Let me just say this before you go any further. At this convention I was at, I was asked to sign that petition no less than 10 times by 10 different people. So everybody there signed it. I knew you would want to know that, so I just wanted to tell you. Go ahead.
That's not the point. You don't just sign it. You go out and get other people.
These people signed them and took petitions with them too, Barbara.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And this weekend was quite incredible, Terry, because so many of our volunteers were either verbally abused or threatened with violence. I am proud to say they stood firm and never backed down an inch. And on that note, I want to share an incident that happened today. We were at the gun show at the Costa Mesa, area. And one of the guys came by, took several petitions with him. He came flying back a couple of hours later, and he had gone to his sister's home, who was sponsoring a Super Bowl party, and he brought us back 40 signatures.
Wow.
This is a true American patriot.
Yes, it is.
And we laud him for that. And God bless him. However, we want to share with your listeners, Terry, we so desperately need financial contributions to SOL for paid petitioners to ensure that this constitutional amendment gets on the ballot. And as most of your people are aware, many elected officials who promised, I underline and in caps, to support this effort betrayed that promise. In short, they lied. And now we need the financial support of everyone listening tonight. To learn how you can help, call CCIR toll-free number 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Again, that's 877-NO-ILLEGALS or 877-664-5534.
Barbara,
we'll tell you how you can help. Hey, this is absolutely incredibly important.
This is the most important thing.
California, so goes the nation.
This is the most important thing we can undertake right now, folks. Nothing else is more important than this. If we don't get this done, we're stuck with this driver's license forever. And this is a way to get rid of it, get rid of Gil Cedillo, make him have to go get a real job. You know, maybe he can go, I don't know, open up a restaurant or something. Who knows? But we need to get rid of this thing once and for all, and this is the most important thing. And I just want to applaud Barbara for the work that her and her people are doing constantly out there in the street getting these signatures. Barb, thanks a lot for the call. We'll keep it going. It's getting late, folks. We got to get this done. If you got them, send them in. If you don't have them, get them. But get them filled out. That's the most important thing, and they need money, and they need it now to get this thing done. The thing is looking good, but we need this push at the end.
You're absolutely right. God bless, Terry.
All right, kid. You take care.
Okay.
All right. Folks, this is the most important thing going right now. There is nothing else. You know, I hear a lot of people talk about, well, we got to do this and we got to do, we got to do this particular thing right now. If we don't do this, we're going to be looking back in 10 years and our grandkids are going to be saying, why did you let this happen? They're going to be saying, why did you let it happen? And they're going to be right, you know. And it could fail if we don't have a last-minute push. We need that. We absolutely need it, folks. Everybody do what you can. We must fight against people who are racist against us in this country. There are a lot of racists in this state. And I'm getting ready to play one of my favorites. I play it all the time. But I'm going to play it again for those of you who have never heard the show. This is Senor Navarro. Listen to what he thinks about your America. Listen to what he thinks about you.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition. And that transformation is called the founding of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present the balance of power of this nation. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, the Chicano Latino community of this nation. What this means is a transfer of power. It means control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Folks, this is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. We're going to go to the phones now. Lines are full as usual. But what I want everybody to do, tell me what's on your mind tonight. Let's talk about it. Let's get it out. I'm going to give everybody a little bit more time tonight. If the lines start filling up, then we'll start cutting them back a little more on time. But right now, let's go to Al, calling from Riverside, California. Al, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Terry?
What's up, buddy?
I got 2 points before I get to the Mel Martinez. These people are... It's interesting they're standing up for Spanish because, historically speaking, Spanish is an imperialistic language. The original languages would have been something like Aztec or Toltec. So it's interesting they're standing up for that, but they won't stand up for their country's constitutional language.
Now, they're using the language of the people that conquered them.
Well, that's the funny part about it.
Yeah.
We only become history buffs when we talk about immigration, usually on the side of massive illegal immigration, rather than using history as deciding on our side based on our record cutting back, which is what the American people want. Anyway, let me get to my 2 topics.
Yes, sir.
President Bush is cutting back $300 million to pay for illegal aliens in state prisons. Now, we're told that immigration is a state or a national problem. If that's the case, then why is he cutting back on reimbursing us for illegal aliens?
Good point.
And Lee Bockett says that 25% of his prisoners in L.A. are illegally in this country. That's outrageous. It shows that he doesn't care about this country. President Bush doesn't. And also about Gonzalez. I called when this hearing was going on to the Arizona senator that was on this and also to Tom Tancredo's office. And they both said, yes, we understand about his belonging to La Raza, which is a racist organization.
Definitely.
By their own credo. And they said, we've received many calls about this. We're going to do something about it. And I didn't hear this thing brought up when it is probably the number one issue that this man that belongs to this radical group is now in this office. And I'm wondering.
Al, let me ask you a question.
Right.
Hold your thought. What would have happened if it had been a white boy from the Klan?
Trying to get confirmed. If it had been a guy that had a Ku Klux Klan tennis shoe 30 years ago, they would have nailed him to the wall.
That's right. Even a guy that drove by a Ku Klux Klan meeting once in his life, they would have nailed him to the wall.
If he'd watched The Birth of a Nation when he was 6 years old.
There you go. There you go.
See how rotten and phony this is?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I totally
agree.
I was wondering, have you got any feedback why this was never brought up?
Not a word.
I think it's absolutely outrageous that this man that belongs to this ethnocentric group. By the way, I think we can screw up this speaking foreign languages bit. Let's get President Bush to say, well, we want to hear Mandarin, we want to hear Vietnamese, we want to hear millions of Irish Americans speaking Gaelic, so we're going to jam this thing to the wall, which is going to prove what the founding fathers wanted to begin with, one language for one country.
That's right.
And if these people want a war, if they're declaring war, then by God, let's give it to them.
Okay, Al, words of wisdom from an American patriot.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Bye.
Take care. Let's go to Susan calling from Thousand Oaks, California. Susan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, I have been gathering petitions as a volunteer for Save Our License. And I want to tell you, today I was out getting licenses, petitions signed as people were making their beer runs before the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yes, it
was
very busy. I had at least 24 people tell me that they had heard of the petition. I said, well, then why haven't you signed one?
Right.
They said, well, we've been waiting for somebody at a market or someplace easy.
Isn't that something? Isn't that amazing?
And I said,
they
don't have money for this.
That's why
it's online.
Susan, that's why I start the show with Stupid People of America. Because these people, if they've heard about it, who can't run a Google search and go on online and find Save Our License and get a petition? They can download it. They can get them sent out. They can get everything brought right to their door, but they won't do it. Waiting for somebody else to do their job as an American.
And let me tell you, you can't hardly go anywhere and do the petitions because they want you to add them as a rider, as a loss insured on your homeowner's policy, and then they want to send it to corporate to get approval. I mean, that's why people are not at the markets. They've made it too difficult for people to petition anymore.
Well, you know, it's been my experience that you go out to these different places and you petition until you get run out. You know, you do it until they run you away, and then you come back the next day and do it until they run you away. They're not going to call the police.
I guess, but I was just shocked that people said, well, you know, I was going to do this, but I get home and I forget. And
stupid
and
people of America, Susan.
Oh,
stupid,
God.
Stupid people of America.
There is such support for this.
Yes, there is.
I have talked to Mexican Americans that are outraged, absolutely outraged, that came here legally, and they're looking at what's happening. People from Poland and Germany and South America, they are sickened, absolutely sickened.
I talked to a gentleman yesterday at the conference I was at. He was a gentleman named Alex, and I can't remember. I think he was from Croatia or maybe Poland. I don't remember what he said. Very heavy accent. But he says, I come legally to United States. I wait in line to come to United States. And now they let everybody come who wants to just sneak in. He was outraged over this. He really was. And that's what our legal immigrants are doing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They're just really, really upset about this because they have played by the rules and watched everybody else not play by the rules.
Yes. Also, people from other states that are out here visiting because of the good weather here in the winter, they cannot believe that it's gotten this out of control.
And
they
Susan,
can't believe it.
Susan, find somebody. Find somebody that hasn't been here in 10 years. That's the ones that get me. They'll say, I haven't been here in 10 or 15 years, and I didn't know where I was at.
Mm-hmm.
They come here and say, wow, what happened, you know? But that's the way it is. You know, we're going downhill.
Yes.
And what are you
going to
do? We've got to get this thing done. Susan, I want to thank you very much for your work out there in the streets. We applaud you for it.
And I have had illegal aliens in my face. I am standing firm. I'm not going to be run off, but I'm telling you, you people that are listening, if you think you're going to go to a market and you're going to have someone standing there with a petition, forget it. It's too difficult. You're going to have to download it yourself. If you don't have online, go to your local library, have a librarian. get you online, whatever.
Susan Lady.
And do it that way.
Susan Lady emailed me the other day with a great idea. She says she goes to the bowling alleys.
Yeah.
She says she walks through the bowling alleys and she signs up practically 100% of the people in there and gives each and every one of them a petition to take with them, to take home. Some of them have requested 2 and 3, and they take them home and they fill them out. I mean, this is just another way to do it, but time is getting short, folks.
It is.
And we can do this. We can do it.
It will pass. I think it will pass.
Oh, I know it'll pass.
60%. People are so fed
up. Susan, I know it'll pass. The hard part is not getting it to pass. The hard part is getting it to qualify.
Exactly.
Susan,
but
thanks.
There's no excuse to not get a petition signed.
Thanks for your call, and thanks for your work.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Billy calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Billy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, I tell you what. I got something real important to mention tonight to everyone in Arizona. And it goes like this. There is a group of lesbians, homosexuals, and gays who got the attention and contacted the U.S. Department of Justice because they are trying to derail Proposition 200 right now. And why that is happening is the review of the justice process review deadline is tomorrow.
Billy, what's their angle? What's the homosexual angle?
Well, they're saying that it's unconstitutional because they will not be able to mobilize and register in their community because it's
in the homosexual community.
Yes.
I mean, come on. I don't get that one.
Well, hey, they'll do anything. They'll come at it any which way they can. This is out on the internet. And I want to send it to you, but I didn't have your email address. But I will send this over to you if you give it to me. But anyways, I want the folks to know that they could ring the phone off the hook, fax, write, or email, and they got to contact this gentleman over there. His name is Mr. Joseph Rich, R-I-C-H, and he's the Chief Voting Section Civil Rights Division. And his phone number is 1-800-253-3931, press option 1. And they better call him tomorrow because I can guarantee you these lesbians, homosexuals want to get to him and derail Proposition 200. Can you believe that?
I can believe anything nowadays, Billy. I really can. I really can. I'm going to put you on hold. So my producer can give you our email address, and
I'll send it over to you.
All right. You hold
on.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Billy. Bye.
Call us again. All right. Let's go to Eloise calling from Costa Mesa, California. Eloise, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes. Good evening, Terry. I was going to mention about Phyllis Schlafly's 20 questions, which are excellent to give to politicians and pin them down on how they feel. But as I was listening to the callers, I realized I have got to share a really easy way that people can be able to suddenly get involved and get these petitions. And that is you start with printing out 10 of them on your computer and get out a simple clipboard. And on the clipboard, on the back of the clipboard, you just simply write, "Save our license," and you scotch tape it all the way around. And on the front, you put your stack of 10. And then before leaving, you actually write out some envelopes that have exact addresses as to where to mail it to, because when you go out and you're just carrying it with you, you can't believe how many people are interested in signing, and they want to take a petition home with them. So you hand them a pre-addressed envelope and tell them it must be postmarked by February 11th. That is the date. It must be in the mail. And it's pretty exciting. I found people right behind me in line very eager to sign, just, you know, in the market.
You know, Eloise, our problem is not getting people to sign. It's getting people to get out there and get the signatures.
Well, this is a homemade one. This
that's great.
In fact, if you just have it in your purse, and the person behind you just say, "Gee, would you sign my petition on not having illegals get a driver's license?" Now, this doesn't say they can't have a Mexican driver's license or some other international
license.
Oh,
they're welcome to it.
This just says they can't have a California driver's license.
There you go, a legal document.
And they just grab it. Now, there's just room for 2 signatures, and it's perfect. You just sign off on the bottom. You can sign yourself on there. Somebody else can sign. And then you fill out the bottom part of this little form. There's 2 sizes. One size has, like, for 10 signatures, and that's for people who really go out and collect a whole bunch.
Those Those you have to send off and get in the mail. You
exactly.
cannot download.
That's already passed. That deadline of mailing them out has already come and gone.
Right.
Now we're talking about go to your computer and print out 10 of them.
All right,
that's
Eloise.
10 a day.
Appreciate the call. That's
right.
a great idea. Thank you so
okay.
much for that.
All right,
and thank you for telling us about Phyllis Schlafly's 20 questions.
Now, the latest debt, they've got to be postmarked by February 11th. And on Phyllis Schlafly, she wrote out 20 brilliant questions that are to prod people to think about English as the official language, to think about no tuition, no discount for people who are here illegally. She has 20 questions.
They're questions that you put to your politician.
Exactly. Or even if you want to, say, build an organization, you say, how do you feel on this?
That's right. And those 20 questions will tell you where that person's mind is.
Yes, exactly. Now, do you happen to have that on your website
now? I do not have it there, but we will see about getting up. We're doing some work on the website
now. Okay.
All right, Eloise, thanks for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. All right, let's go to Tom calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Tom, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, I'll make this as brief as I can. Listen, the forces against us on this subject are very powerful, and I'm sure you know some of the powerful people in this country against us are even satanic. And when George Washington was waging his war for independence, he knew he had to ask for divine assistance, and we need to do the same thing, in my opinion. There are three things that I've started praying for. Real quickly, I'll tell you what they are. One, I pray that God will help us to stop this invasion. Two, I pray that God will help us to deport the illegal aliens already here. And three, I pray that God will bless these illegal aliens in their own country.
I like all three of those.
So I
like all three of those, especially the last one. You know, people we've hardened our hearts toward this problem, and I will reiterate that when a person invades my country and comes across that border, he becomes my enemy. But I would wish that everybody had a better life where they live, so they wouldn't have to come here and or think they have to come here. And I would like for everybody in the world to have the American dream, but it would have to be called the Mexican dream and the Guatemalan dream and the Brazilian dream and the Greenland dream. Everybody in everybody's country should get the best they can get out of life, but you can't come here and get it. I'm sorry.
You know, I agree. I also view them as my personal enemy, even though I'm Hispanic and I saw you when you came here to Phoenix at that hotel. But we pray for our enemies to prosper in
absolutely.
Their own country.
Tom, I totally agree. It's not the kind of enemy I'm going to go out here and try to kill.
Right.
I mean, I'm just angry at him. I'm against him, and I'm going to do everything I can to get him out of here in a peaceful, you know, civil way.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I meant by enemy. Tom, thanks so much for
that.
And all three of those are good things. I like that. That's very good. Thanks for the call. Very good. Let's go to Jack. Calling from Fresno, California. Jack, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, good evening, Terry. I really enjoy your show. I've been listening for a couple of years, but never had a chance to call because the lines have always been busy. Got lucky tonight.
Well, what happened, Jack? We didn't take a guest. We didn't have a guest tonight just for that reason, so we could try to get some callers in. We do that every once in a while.
Right, I appreciate that.
My pleasure, sir.
My two questions deal with, number one, I heard a guy talking 2 weeks ago from Fresno here about either being a part of or forming a radio club to try to stop all these radio stations in this area from going Spanish, because up in the mountains toward Merced, there's another station, 103.3, that's been sold to a Mexican conglomerate or something like that.
It's an epidemic, Jack.
Pretty soon.
It's an epidemic.
Oh, I know. It's terrible. And
it
here,
is.
You know, I was telling your screener, I said, I'll bet you, the government, here I am, legally blind, I use Amtrak a lot, and the government, you know, to get around from here to Southern California to visit friends of mine, or relatives also, and here the government is not going to fund Amtrak anymore, but if this conglomeration or this guy who's buying up all the radio stations in Central California and turns them into Mexican radio stations, you know, with Spanish programs, if he goes belly up, he can cry, "Oh, we are doing a cultural undertaking, and we've got to have these stations on
Isn't
the air."
Isn't that amazing?
They'll support him.
Yeah, they will.
They'll support him.
Oh, absolutely.
Amtrak.
Absolutely. I love riding the train too. I hate to see it go, but you know it's really tough. Jack, I gotta go. I got a full board.
One more question about
sir.
The banks. What two national banks do not honor the matricula card?
Oh, God, I don't have it in front of me. We haven't done that one in a while about the banks. There's a couple. I know Broadway Federal Bank here in Los Angeles does not accept it, and I can't think. And also, I know Lockheed Credit Union is another that doesn't accept it. The others I don't have in front of me.
Okay, could you?
We'll do.
Could you remember that? And,
absolutely.
Tell us about that next week.
We'll get to it, Jack.
Okay, but I'd like to find out about how to get a hold of that guy in Fresno about the radio stations and try to stop this mess.
Well, that's a good idea. Jack, thanks for the call. You let me know how that goes with the radio deal.
All righty.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Take care. Good call. Let's go to Lynn calling from Fairfax, Virginia. Lynn, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, Terry, have you heard about Bank of America?
Oh, I've heard many things about Bank of America.
The latest, where they're eliminating wire fees.
For money to Mexico, yes.
Yeah.
They're
eliminating their wire fees, but raising our fees.
Oh, yeah. There's no free lunch. Somebody's going to pay for that. But
mm-hmm.
they're doing that to get as much money wired to Mexico as possible to lure these people in to join Bank of America. Bank of America was one of the worst and biggest enemies of the United States when they were the first to accept the matricular card. They were the pioneers in accepting the matricular card. And anybody that's still got money in Bank of America, I'm ashamed of you. I really am. Same thing with Wells Fargo. Same thing with U.S. Bank. Same thing with quite a few others. It's really sad. It
mm-hmm.
really is. But somebody will pay for it, Lynn. You can bet on that.
It is so bad in Northern Virginia.
Well, it's bad everywhere. But we're going to get a handle on it now because we've got some help from the Congress. We got 71 good guys there in your neck of the woods who are fighting for us on this, and we really appreciate them.
But what do you do in the meantime with the bold? All of a sudden, I mean, there's this boldness.
In the meantime, you take your money out of Bank of America. That's number one.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you do, and you tell them why. You tell them why. You don't just take it. You take it out and you say, I'm taking it because. You want to hiss spander to these people? Fine. You lose me. Gotta go, Lynn.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Call me again. All right. Let's go to Ken calling from Granada Hills. Ken, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Man. I got to tell you. I've classified myself as to the formerly stupid Ken now because I got up off my fat ass. And got my sister, and we went out and started getting signatures, and we stood out in front of the post office. And I tell you, there's good side and bad side to it. The bad side is it seems like a lot of the younger people just don't get it. And, you know, they're too busy doing this, too busy doing that.
Put the petition in a Nintendo box.
Exactly.
And you'll get them to read it, you know?
I tell you, all the older folk, they get it.
Yeah.
They know the score, they know what's up, and boy, I tell you, they're... It's so, you know, it's good, like I say, but then on the other hand, it's like, come on, where are all these young people? But I'll tell you, the worst thing about it, I had an LAPD officer, a white boy, come by me and ask what's up. I tell him what we're doing, and he starts laughing. I go, well, what do you find so humorous about this? I go, this is very serious. He goes, oh, he goes, they're going to get those. He goes, you're just wasting your time.
Well,
and he just poo-pooed it. And just had to see, he goes, you're just going to have to roll with it. He goes, because it's the wave of the future, and
well,
that's going to happen.
Let's see him roll with it when they tell his white behind he's got to lose his job because they got to get a Mexican to put in there, or tell him that he's not Hispanic enough, or his Espanol isn't Espanol enough. What's he going to do then?
This is what
gets me, Ken.
Yeah.
This is what gets me. Here's a guy that hasn't been affected yet because he's got a cushy job in the police department, but he doesn't care. But guess what? His day is coming, and not only that, he's going to have to pay up on those statements. Americans will ask him to pay up on those.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is as I work in a supermarket, and I had to sneak the petition in there because it's strictly for Bolton. You can't do anything like that. If I get caught doing it, I get in trouble. And anyway, a couple of the we have some quasi-illegals where I work, and they got wind of it, and so now they're causing this big muck-up, and they're going to try and, you know, label me as this big, I'm the big racist in the store now.
Don't worry about it, Ken. That'll blow over, and if, you know what? If that's the worst they ever call you in life, we know you're not, and we know you're doing this for your country. I got to go, buddy. Thanks for the call. Call me again.
Keep it going, Terry. I love you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Austin, calling from Austin, Texas. Austin, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
I've been doing some research on my computer.
Yes, sir.
And I found out that Texas, New Mexico, and California, the people that was here first was Indians.
Right.
And the Mexicans and the Hispanics didn't come to the 1500s.
That's true.
Huh?
That's true.
And all these Mexican people saying they was here first. This is their country. They were wrong. The Indians were here first.
That's right.
So why is it Mexicans saying this is their country, they was here?
Well, you know what, Austin? That's so that they can use that as a crutch to say that they are entitled to stay and not be deported. Now, those, you know, when the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo was signed in 1848, those that were on this side of the border were allowed to stay and become Americans.
Uh-huh.
Now, very few of them decide to go on the other side of the border and retain their Mexican citizenship, because I think they figured out we had a little more going than Mexico did. Not that it's a bad place, but we had a little more going at that time as we do now. So they decided to be Americans. They were smart, you know, and they ended up with a better life. We're not asking them to leave. But what they're saying is, by them saying they were the first ones here, that means anybody from that country should be able to come here. And that is total, total BS.
Yeah,
absolutely. Austin, haven't heard from you in a while, buddy. Thanks for calling. You
okay.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. Folks, before we go any further, the show's almost over. I want to thank Wendy for her work at the Granada Forum the other night. She put on a very good show. I was a speaker there. I was glad to come and speak. And she raised a little money for the show. I also appreciate that. So, Wendy, you are tops in our book. And I also want to say hello to a gentleman out there, a listener of mine. A very nice guy. He's a old-time listener of George Putnam and Ray Bream, and he listens to us every Sunday night. His name is Richard Donnelly. He is 96 years American patriot, and I want to applaud him tonight. Mr. Donnelly, if you're listening, thank you so much for your support of us over the years and for you supporting George and Ray and all the rest of them. Thank you. Let's take one more real, real quick. Let's go to Aaron calling from Torrance. Aaron, you got about 30 seconds.
Okay. Saturday, without petitioning, I got a drive-by verbal threat, if you want to call it that. Myself and an older gentleman were basically told that in 20 minutes their friends were going to show up and deal with us. So now they're doing the jobs of, they've got a new occupation, terrorizing, creating fear in petitioners.
That's typical, but I wouldn't worry about it. They're not coming back because...
Yeah, we waited till 5. Nothing happened.
Good for you.
That's
how I do them, Aaron. You know, they call here and threaten me, but they never show up because I think they know what time it is.
Well, like you say, lead flies in both directions.
It does. And you know what? If a guy, you know, it's called a WMD, you know? All right, buddy. You take care.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I want to thank everybody who participated in the show, folks. The show is over, and we're not going to take any more calls. I also want to let you know that this week with the swings, don't forget to read it. It's, listen to this one, My Social Security and Do-It-Yourself Social Security, two great columns. You can read that on our website, This Week with the Swings. I want to thank everybody who participated. I want to thank Mike Reed, my engineer par excellence, who has done the show for some time now with very little mistake. I also want to thank Mike Warner, who does some work on the show, and my engineer, Les Blinkhorn. I want to thank everybody and remind you we do need your help to stay on the air. We still have the Terry Anderson Show calendars. Please send us something to help us down. We'll send you one. The Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. And don't forget those three great websites. That's theterryandersonshow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at deportaliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, americanpatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week. As usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
The Terry Anderson Show, sponsored by the Friends of Terry Anderson on 870 KRLA. News Talk 870 KRLA, where your opinion counts. And this is the Weekend Magazine. Chuck Tyler here, and we have got a lot of great features coming up. Yep. You got every Sunday night, as you know, Terry Anderson, 9 o'clock, and Sunday Night Folk at 10 o'clock. All right, hang in for that. Underground Oldies Show at midnight tonight. Where else are you going to find hard-hitting talk like the Terry Anderson Show, followed by a folk music show, and then some oldies music at midnight? It's Variety Radio on the weekend here on News Talk 870 KRLA. We're glad you're a part of it, and we hope you call in and listen in and share your opinions on News Talk 870 KRLA, where your opinion counts.
News Talk 870 KRLA, Glendale, Los Angeles, USA, where your opinion counts. counts. A service of Salem Communications. Up to the minute news.
Carolee News Time, 10 o'clock.